Linda had a vision during worship, and I asked if she would share it before I speak. So can you come and share that, Linda? Because it's really good.
I would like to share what happened during worship. It was incredible what I saw. And not only did it give me something that I saw, but a word, a single word. The word was epic. I didn't know what that meant exactly, so I did borrow a phone and look it up. And it says epic means a long poem, typically one derived from ancient oral tradition, narrating the deeds and adventures of heroic or legendary figures or the history of a nation. Now apply that to Christ, if you will. And what I saw during worship, especially when Matt was in that one song hitting the drums and he was hitting the mountains, and each strike of the drum was hitting the mountain and flattening the mountain out and crumbling between the mountains, this big area where the rocks tumbled out and the water just crashed through and kept coming and coming and coming and filling up the cracks and filling up the water level, coming up, and evening out into this huge flat lake. And walking on the lake, coming towards us, was Jesus, just walking towards us. And then the part where Linnaeus had to throw away the umbrellas is at that point, as a body, we were on the edge of this lake looking at Jesus. We, as a whole, crashed into the lake, running towards him. And the water going up, the spray of water that was coming up, was like a different rain. It was like releasing the water coming up, and the Lord was just tossing it out and releasing it. And my words don't describe what I saw. I hope you caught it, but it was dynamic.
All right. I feel a little out of it, honestly. I don't know if it's, well, I know what it is, but it's a combination of being a little tired and then just being in the presence of God is incredible. I want to share with you what I felt like this morning in worship was, and if it offends you, I'm sorry. But I felt like this morning's worship, this is going to offend some people if I say this, I felt like this morning's worship was a big middle finger to the enemy. I really do. In a situation and the circumstances that we've been through, the middle finger that we could have given to God, right? Because there's things that we go through in life, and we have a choice. And we choose to either allow those things to God or, right, to the enemy. And I felt like this morning was a big one to the enemy. And you know what? The beautiful thing about it is our circumstances haven't changed. And it's when you can look in the midst of your circumstances, in the midst of everything going on, and you can leave that right in front of you and look right through it into the face of God. It's not denying that something's going on. It's not pretending. It's not putting up a curtain. It's not putting up a veil. It's saying, I'm going to stand right here, and I am going to bring everything that's facing me, God, and I am going to put it right here, and I am going to look right through it to you, because no matter what, it will not rob my gaze. It will not steal my focus and my vision and my desire and my heart after you. of Eastgate, we are not pretending, right? But we are choosing to look and to not lose focus. And I was totally prepared this morning to be in Genesis, and I was listening to it on the way to work last night, and I was like, oh, this is good. And this morning I woke up and it all felt stupid, and then I was, I know, and I'm nothing stupid in the Word of God, right? Okay, so, but then I walked in here, and Linnea was singing, and I was like, oh, I miss this. Oh, I literally, genuinely miss it. And so then he started beginning to speak to me. And so this morning I'm going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I want to talk about the body and how we are all a part of the body, and we are all a vital part of the body, and we all have a function in the body. And how when one part is when something's going on or something's wrong or something's missing, the body does truly suffer. And that I felt that this morning, like, oh, we've missed this. We've missed this. And it's just Linnea functioning and flowing in what God has gifted her to function and flow in. And right, I get it. We all go through things. We all go through seasons, and I want to encourage you, the body of Eastgate. Right, we're in a season, a journey of healing, but I know when we're on the other side, there is something that this body has for the city of Freeport. That is right now, right? God is filling and God is doing what He does while we heal, right? Because He's good. But I do know that at some point there is something that we are going to function and flow in that we have not yet functioned and flowed in that is going to release something into this city. I believe that. And so I just want to, in chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I just felt like he says, I want to talk to you about now the various ways God's spirits get worked into our lives. Now I'm in the Message, so it's a little different. This is complex and often misunderstood, but I want you to be informed and knowledgeable. Remember how you were when you didn't know God, led from phony God to another, never knowing what you were doing, just doing it because everyone else did. It's different in this life. God wants us to use our intelligence to seek understanding as well as we can. For instance, by using your heads, you know perfectly well that the Spirit of God would never prompt anyone to say, Jesus be damned. Nor would anyone be inclined to say Jesus is master without the insight of the Holy Spirit. Now, all Paul's saying is use your head, right? Like there are some things that are really blatant that you know, right, are not God and are God. And God's various gifts are handed out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit. God's various ministries are carried out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit, right? That's what he was saying this morning. It's the presence. It's His Spirit. It's the presence where what we strive for in the flesh will just happen. It'll just happen. God's various expressions of power are in action everywhere, but God Himself is behind it all. Each person, hear this, each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit and to all kinds of people. The variety is wonderful. So anytime the enemy tries to cause you to think you have nothing to offer, you have nothing to give, you're whatever he does, all the manipulation, all the stuff that he does, there it says here in God's Word that everyone gets in on it. Everyone. Everyone who wants in on this gets in on it. If you want to be a part of something, you are a part of something. Whether your feelings tell you you are or whatever, it doesn't matter. What God says is everyone gets in on it and everyone benefits. We all benefit from one another flowing and functioning in our giftings. Every one of us benefit. I benefit when Matt flows in his gifting and I miss something when he's not and he misses something when I'm not. You guys hear that? It's why the body was created. Because we need each other. We need our giftings. We need our talents. We need all of these things. And it says, the variety is wonderful. Wise counsel, clear understanding, simple trust, healing the sick, miraculous acts, proclamation, distinguishing between spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues. All these gifts have a common origin, but are handed out one by one by the one Spirit of God. He decides who gets what and when. You can easily enough see how this kind of thing works by looking no further than your own body. Your body has many parts, limbs, organs, cells, but no matter how many parts you can name, you're still one body. It's exactly the same with Christ. By means of his one Spirit, we all said goodbye to our partial lives. We each used to independently call our own shots, but then we entered into a large and integrated life in which he has the final say in everything. This is what we proclaimed in word and action when we were baptized. Each of us is now a part of his resurrection body, refreshed and sustained at one fountain, his Spirit, where we all come to drink. The old labels we once used to identify ourselves, labels like Jew or Greek, slave or free, are no longer useful. We need something larger, more comprehensive. He's saying those old things that we used to identify with, we no longer identify with them. No longer are we identifying individually but there's something bigger that we are a part of. There is something bigger that we lay our lives down for. It's something so incredibly big. It's even bigger than this body of Eastgate. It's bigger than the body of Freeport. It's just so incredibly big. It's so big, and we are a part of it, you guys. We're a part of it. And the enemy would like to tell us that we're not, that we don't belong, that we don't have a place, that we just are wandering, but we're not. We're a part of something. We're a part of something, and it's bigger than us. We're a part of something that is so big. I want you to think about how all this makes you more significant, not less. Because sometimes I think we feel like if we're a part of something so big, then that makes us so small. But really, when you understand that it's your significant part that makes the whole thing come together. All of us are needed. All of us are. All of us are, and there are times when we can't, right? But then we come alongside each other and we help and we do this thing together till we can get back to the place where we're all functioning and flowing and moving, right? A body isn't just a single part blown up into something huge. It's all the different but similar parts arranged and functioning together. If the foot said, I'm not elegant like the hand embellished with rings, I guess I don't belong to this body, would that make it so? If the ear said, I'm not beautiful like the eye, limpid and expressive, I don't deserve a place on the head, would you want to remove it from the body? If the body was all eye, how could you hear? If all ear, how could you smell? As it is, we see that God has carefully placed each part of the body right where he wanted it. Come on. I know that there's been an attack of the enemy in the body of Christ for belonging and a feeling of belonging and a sense of belonging, and I don't have anything to offer. Well, that is bull. It is not true. 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 Sever it, God. Sever whatever that thing is that causes your people to not see the significance in themselves. If they're the hand or the foot or the eye, the comparing that goes on, God, I ask you to sever that so that we can function and flow. Because, man, if I knew how important, if I was the foot and I was so in love with being the foot, and I thought there is no one else that can have the beauty of my feet. Like, my feet are awesome. Seriously, and nobody's else's feet can compare to mine. Could you imagine what I would function in and flow in if I really believed that my feet were the most important part of this body, and if without them, you guys would not be able to function and flow and accomplish what God has called us to? Oh, I am preaching to myself. Holy cow, Jesus. Ha, ha. Right now. seriously, if everybody came in here and you just knew how incredibly significant and important you are, and like we couldn't exist without you, you'd never miss another opportunity. Ha! Church growth 101. But at the same time, I'm like, right? I love Paul because he balances everything out. Because sometimes, like seriously, I always tell everybody, if I could drum like Matt, you'd never get me off the drums. Like seriously, I would put it out there for everybody. I would just think everybody would want to hear me. I'm not even kidding. That's probably why I can't drum. But I also want you to think about how this keeps your significance from getting blown up into self-importance, right? It's all about the body. It's all about pouring into something bigger than yourself. It's realizing that you are so incredibly significant that this thing can't function without you, but at the same time, it's so that we don't get so incredibly big-headed that nobody wants to be around us, right? For no matter how significant you are, it is only because of what you are a part of. Oh, that is so beautiful. We are a part of something. An enormous eye or a gigantic hand wouldn't be a body, but a monster. I love the message. What we have is one body with many parts, each its proper size and it's in its proper place. No part is important on its own. Can you imagine the eye telling the hand, get lost, I don't need you? Or hand telling the foot, you're fired, your job has been phased out? As a matter of fact, in practice, it works the other way. The lower the part, the more basic and therefore necessary. You can live without an eye, for instance, but not without a stomach. When it's a part of your own body you are concerned with, it makes no difference whether the part is visible or clothed, higher or lower. You give it dignity and honor just as it is, without comparison. If anything, you have more concern for the lower parts than the higher. If you had to choose, wouldn't you prefer good digestion to full-bodied hair? I kind of like my dreads. I kind of like my dreads, but I suppose. I like my hair. I was picturing it like flowing, not like body. The way God designed our bodies is a model for understanding our lives together as a church. Every part dependent on every other part. The parts we mention and the parts we don't. The parts we see and the parts we don't. If one part hurts, every other part is involved in the hurt and in the healing. We know that, don't we, Eastgate? If one part flourishes, every other part enters into the exuberance. You are Christ's body. That's who you are. You must never forget this. Only as you accept your part of that body does your part mean anything. You're familiar with some of the parts that God has formed in his church, which is his body. So this morning, I just wanted to encourage you and let you all know that, it's just really, really on my heart when I walked in here this morning that I want you to know that your part is vital in this body. Each and every one of your parts is vital in this body. And so there's just something that's missed when you're not functioning and flowing in it. And so I just would like to encourage you to seek God, ask him, because sometimes we just don't know, right? It's like, what am I supposed to be doing? Where am I supposed to be? And sometimes it's just as simple as, what do you like to do? What fuels you? What fills you when you do it, right? Like, what is it? Sometimes it's just that simple. Whatever that is, then do it. Find a place, find somehow to plug in and do it. I get fueled by worship. I do. There is nothing like it for me. So I just want to encourage you guys with that this morning, that we are part of something bigger, but yet we are so significant that we are needed to make the whole, right? And so, God, I just thank you for this morning, and I thank you, Daddy, that you are so incredibly big and faithful. And so, God, I just ask that as we go, that you will just continue to pour out your goodness on us, continue to reveal your heart to us. God, I just ask that you would just have your way. And God, I thank you for this morning's worship. I really do. It was such a blessing and such a filling in my spirit. God, I just thank you for it. And I thank you for the gifts and the talents that you have given each person in this body. And I thank you that they belong in this body. And so, God, where the enemy comes to rob, to steal, and to destroy, and to try to cause disconnection and disunity, God, I pray that your words would remind them that they are a significant part of a whole, and they are a part of something, and that we all are a part. Where when we feel isolated and alone and disconnected, God, I pray that you would come and remind us of your truth, that we are a part of something that is so much bigger. I just love you and I thank you in your name, Jesus. Amen. See you guys next week. Thanks.